Hello there, Margarita here, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull. My question for you today is, do you bounce like Tigger? Tigger, of course, is the reference to the very lovable Winnie the Pooh character, the tiger, who loves to bounce on his tail. And the reason I'm asking this question is going to make sense in just a minute. The super achievers of this world have a few specific traits in common. And one, of course, is mindset, the ultimate trait and characteristic that every super successful person is that they have the right mindset. Now, one aspect of this mindset is the confidence and self-belief that they have in their ability to recover from any setback, any failure, any loss that they experience during their career, during their journey toward whatever success they're shooting for, because they will have multiple successes throughout their lifetime. The thing is, when you are trying to achieve anything, and particularly when you are trying to achieve something big, failure and setback is an inevitable part of the process. But what happens with the vast majority of the population is they're so focused on the fear of loss, on the fear of failure, that they fail to move forward. They get stuck. They fail. Most people fail to take advantage of the opportunities that come their way. Super successful people make up their mind fast and they change it slowly. They see an opportunity coming. They assess it quickly. They look at the potential gains. And then if they believe that the odds are stacked in their favor, they go for it, making sure that they know that the knowledge that they have will give them the ability to overcome any challenges that they might face. So they definitely shoot for something bigger than they've done before, and they push themselves out of their comfort zone, but they don't play games that they don't understand. They shoot within their area of expertise rather than going for an opportunity that they have no idea what they're doing, unless they have experts lined up to help them achieve the goal that they have with that particular opportunity. And those kind of opportunities come by all the time. And it's really important that you can assess an opportunity quickly, you can see the potential gains, and also that it's in alignment with who you truly are. That's really important too, that it's in alignment with your core values, it's in alignment with your mission. So they're really important aspects when you're assessing opportunities that come your way. But the thing is, and here's the critical point of this particular message today, is that when you have true trust and faith and confidence that you can bounce back like Tigger from any failure or loss, then anything becomes possible. And the truth is, you are capable of bouncing back from any setback that you might experience. And how quickly you do that will define how quickly you succeed. So now I'm not encouraging you to go out and suddenly take massive risks, because every single successful, particularly highly successful person has an appetite for risk. The super, super, super achievers, the billionaires, have a very high appetite for risk. And it's not necessarily because they manage stress really well. There is an element of that. But it's also because they have so much confidence in their ability. They know if one thing falls over, even if it fails spectacularly, they have the ability to recover. One of the highest profile examples, love him or hate him, is Donald Trump. And Donald Trump was several hundred million dollars in the hole 15, 20 years ago. I'm not sure how long ago it was, but not so long ago, he had a very, very deep hole that he had dug for himself, that, and now he's come back, and you know, regardless of his level of success, he came back and he is once again a multi-billionaire. So it's really important that you have that level of self-confidence. And if you look at the journey of any entrepreneur, any super achiever or successful person in this world, you will see that they have had incredible successes. They've also potentially had catastrophic failures along the way. But the difference is, if they have fear and doubt, which every single person on this planet has fear and doubt, come on, let's face it. There are very, very few of that don't have any fear or doubt ever. And it's important that you realize that you are going to have fears and doubts, and that you take a conscious effort to take calculated risks along the way, but you do not let your fear and doubt dictate how you move forward, how quickly you move forward, and the action that you take. That is one of the biggest differences between successful people and not successful people. Successful people have fears and doubts. They just don't let them drive their actions and determine their outcomes. This is huge. When you get this, it really will transform your entire life. So you've got to be able to bounce like Tigger. You've got to be able to assess opportunities that come your way and determine if they are in alignment with who you are, if they're in alignment with your core values, if they're a part of your mission. And know that you have the skills to be able to overcome any challenges that come your way, and make sure that you have the confidence and the self-belief to know that no matter how big the setback or the failure, you will bounce back, because failure and setback is inevitable on this journey. And you've got to stop that whole critical judgment about failure and about not achieving what you might have wanted to achieve, or as highly as you wanted to achieve. Accept where you're at right now and just get going toward where you want to be. Have a clear picture about where you want to be and start your journey toward your vision for your future. So that's my message for you for today. If you really enjoyed this and you're not a part of the Pitbull community, then please head over to pitbullmindset.com. Register your details there. I share loads of information, tools, techniques, and strategies to help you along the way. If you are struggling with your self-belief, your confidence, anything to do with your journey, your moving forward, your fears and doubts, emotional freedom technique or EFT tapping is one of the best techniques you will ever experience on this planet to get over those blockages that you have that are stopping you from moving forward. And that's what I share and teach within the Pitbull community. So if you also enjoy this message, please share it on social media if you think it's helpful and you think people might benefit from it. Don't keep it to yourself. I look forward to seeing you in the Pitbull community. Have an exceptional day.